This man, who calls himself Eddie, fled his hometown in Guatemala with his 3-year-old daughter in fear for their lives.
There is a lot of crime, drug trafficking and kidnapping of children. The drug traffickers have a lot of power.
The same fear drove Alma Ciro and her 2 children from their home in crime-plagued Honduras.
It is an ugly situation. There is crime, a lot of unemployment, because there are few employers, and there are men who chase the girls leaving school. This happened to my daughter.
Her daughter made it home, she says, but some girls have been abducted, abused, and murdered. Alma Ciro says it took her more than a month to travel through Mexico to the U.S. border, often hungry and subjected to harassment from those who prey on immigrants.
They take money from people. It is always about money. They take the little money people have with them.
Coming up from Guatemala through Mexico, Eddie says so many people demanded money that he arrived at the border with practically nothing.
In Mexico, they were always swindling you. But the worst part was crossing the river, because I was afraid my little girl would drown.
Such stories are all too familiar to Hipólito Acosta, a former U.S. immigration special agent.
Your heart goes out for him, because you can only imagine what they have gone through.
Acosta went through some hardships himself, going undercover as an immigrant to gather evidence against smugglers.
I have ridden in the back of a U-Haul with a group of illegal Mexican aliens that entered the country being smuggled by smugglers across the Rio Grande River and actually almost drowned.
Acosta says the recent influx of Central American immigrants is part of a much longer story.
Poverty and violence has been a tradition in Central American countries for decades. It's nothing new.
He believes more are coming now because of the current U.S. policy of processing asylum seekers and then releasing them while they await their court date. But Alma Ciro says she took the risky journey to protect her 2 children, adding she would voluntarily return to Honduras if things change.
We need 2 things. We need more work and less crime.
Solving those problems will take a long time, however, so the influx at the border is likely to continue. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.